5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
You can suck them and suck them and suck them, and they'll never get any smaller. Never. At least I don't think they do. A few more tests.
How do you make them?
I'm a trifle deaf in this ear. Speak a little louder next time. Who wants an everlasting gobstopper?
Me!
Are we awake?
We're not sure. Are we black?
Yes, we are.
Then we're awake. But we're very puzzled.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster!
I said good day!
That's right, we're bad. That's right. We don't want no shit either.
That's right.
Darn right.
That's right, say no shit.
No shit!
That's right, no shit.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
So shines a good deed. In a weary world.
Charlie!
My boy.
You won! You did it! You did it! I knew you would! I just knew you would! Oh, Charlie.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How'd you like the intro?
It was great.
It was long, I know. But you know what? Gene Wilder passed away. So
who died?
Very, very sad. Very, very sad.
So that was very touching, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
It got to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's got a little thing going on.
Well, not a thing, but it's a sad one.
Yeah.
A little touchy, you know.
However.
It's a touchy situation.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him out in public or anywhere for a long time. Not that it's not sad. I'm not saying
it's not
sad.
I know what you're
well,
saying.
Yes.
But sometimes when somebody's like...
Yeah, he'd been sick for a long time. Yeah.
Around and doing
Alzheimer's,
things.
Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah.
He had Hodgkin's lymphoma originally. That was why he stopped acting.
Mm-hmm.
Then he recovered and he went on Will and Grace a couple times. And
right.
Then he got Alzheimer's.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just to hear from his nephew as to why he didn't let anyone know what he had was because he didn't want his younger fans to think of Willy Wonka that way, because he didn't want there to be, and this was what he said, he didn't want to be the reason for any less smiles in this world.
Well, we kick off episode 38 on a sad note, the passing of Jerome Silberman.
I didn't know that.
Otherwise known as Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty, it's a pretty good idea, you know, just go away, you know, not go away, but you know what I mean? Just kind of.
Yeah, don't be like Kirk Douglas and come on the Academy Awards with these earlobes that come down. Oh, your
look
chest
at me. I'm Kirk Douglas.
I didn't need to see that.
Spartacus. Spartacus.
You see him in Tough Guys and then let that be it.
Yeah, well, you know. Robert Guillaume did that, but I think that was a good thing for him to do on Sports Night.
Oh.
Yeah, after a stroke.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. I was still reeling from seeing actual part of your clip. Richard Pryor at the Mark Twain Award up in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
That's forever seared in my brain. I wish I could unsee that,
too. Oh, the sick Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Gene Wilder, in case you live under a rock or don't know who the hell he is, his top films include The Producers, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silver Streak, Stir Crazy, Hanky Panky, The Woman in Red, Haunted Honeymoon, the last two, both with Gilda Radner, the love of his life. See No Evil, Hear No Evil, which Jeff and I saw in the movies when it came out.
Yeah.
Really isn't that good of a film.
No.
And Another You being the last movie he ever did with Richard Pryor, maybe even the last movie he ever did.
Huh.
Yeah, it's definitely maybe the last movie Richard Pryor did, right?
Yeah, he's had to stop. I mean, it was very it was noticeable in See No Evil, Hear No Evil, I think, to a degree.
Yeah.
I guess that's not too bad. Joan Severance is in it. Can't go wrong with little Joan Severance.
I don't know if I've ever seen that last outing of theirs.
What, Another You?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Haunted Honeymoon, though. I love that movie. I don't think it gets nearly the cred that it should. I think that movie's hilarious.
It is kind of funny.
It is very funny. Dom DeLuise and
right.
What's his face? Mr. Carson from Downton Abbey playing Montego. And there's a lot of good, there's a lot of funny shit in that movie. Should be revisited if you've never seen it.
All right, let's do it.
See if you guys, here's another character he played, by the way. Oh, you need to turn it back up. Here's another character he used to play. It's okay. We can leave it in.
Faster than a rolling O, stronger than silent E,
able to
leap capital T in a single bound. It's a word. It's a plan. It's Letterman.
Remember this?
No.
Yeah. Do you want to be tickled, sir?
Oh, no.
I'll save you then.
Taking a pee from his varsity sweater, Letterman covers the T in tickle, making the word pickle.
Is this the electric company?
Is that Joan Rivers doing the female voice?
Goodbye, Letterman.
Goodbye, folks.
That sounds like her.
No, it's Rita Moreno.
Oh, okay.
I forgot.
Wait a minute. Let me play that again. I think you, well, actually, you might be right. Because Rita Moreno was on the show, but let's see.
Pickle. Making the word pickle.
I think you might be right.
That sounds like her.
Check it. Mm.
Tweet us.
Well, Jeff's going to check right now. Save your fingers. But I thought it was Rita Moreno, but I think it is Joan Rivers.
Does sound like her.
Huh.
And I didn't know that he was Letterman.
I didn't. I mean, it's just like one of those things, like when you played that.
Joan Rivers describes a simple.
Yep.
I remembered it as a child, like while you were playing it, but I never realized that was Gene Wilder.
Stronger than a rolling O.
Yeah, no,
faster than a silent E, able to leap a capital T in a single bound. It's a word, it's a plan, it's Letterman.
I don't remember that.
What hump?
I see, that's the thing.
What, that I don't remember things?
No, what hump?
What hump? It's Igor.
What hump?
I would say that Stir Crazy was the first rated R movie that I ever saw.
Me too.
Really?
Saddles was the first R rated movie I ever saw.
Oh, lucky. Really?
Yeah, parents took him. No, you know what mine would have to have been? Well, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going
to
say my super religious mother actually took me to the theater
at
8 years old to see Stir Crazy.
Holy
because
shit.
She was such a big Gene Wilder fan.
Okay.
So, and she liked Richard Pryor, you know, whatever. But
that's a pretty dirty movie. A lot of gay sex.
I remember her laughing hysterically.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was like the last time she had a sense of humor.
Have you watched it recently?
I watched it a few years ago, and there's parts that hold up and then parts that are dated, but I mean, it's still a good movie.
But you can appreciate it on the level, though, where Gene Wilder is completely ambivalent to all the rules of riding a bull.
Yeah. I just there was a lot of humor I didn't get as an 8-year-old, that's
right.
For sure.
The interaction between that character and the warden. Yeah. He's one of my favorite character actors from the 70s. He's the guy in Urban Cowboy. Who's got a plastic nut. Then he's in War Games as well, and he says this line, I'd piss all the spark plug if I thought it would do any good.
Oh, it's Maurice from Northern Exposure?
Is that, okay, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Barry Corbin.
Harry Corbin.
Barry Corbin.
Barry Corbin. Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we learned a lot of things
already.
Well,
see, I was going to say the same thing about Blazing Saddles. My dad was so in love with that movie, you know, when I was really young, and he watched it all the time. And I started watching it, and that was one of my first... It was a movie like that where I guess I didn't understand all the humor.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, the bean scene, I was on the
that
floor.
That made me roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it was years later, watching that through the years, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know? They were laughing so hard at you couldn't hear, like, the next 5 minutes of dialogue.
Right.
Yeah. In the theater, yeah.
When? Oh, really? In the theater?
Yeah. That's what Mel Brooks said, yeah. Well, he said they were mixing the audio for that scene. And he kept telling the audio guy, louder, louder, you know, with the farts, louder. And he was like, it makes no sense. It sounds ridiculous. He goes, I want it to sound totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
He goes, and people are going to be laughing so hard that they're not going to hear the rest of them. And
that's
he
cool.
knew. So they're like
it was
super
years,
loud.
Years later before I even heard the line, more beans, Mr. Tiger.
I think you boys have had enough. Yep.
I definitely did not know what a Teutonic twat was when I was a child.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
What was that guy's name? Slim?
Slim Pickens?
Slim Pickens. Yeah, not Slim Whitman.
And then when Mel Brooks is the Indian chief, you know, when they circle the wagons and he goes out and he's talking Yiddish to them.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody else aside from, like, you know, my family and some other people, they're like, well, what? I don't get that. And I was like, well, he's speaking Yiddish.
Isn't that the vaudeville
thing?
It's funny shit.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what that stuff was.
The whole cast, Madeline Kahn, Harvey Korman. I mean, it was just...
It's true. It's true.
It's true.
Headley. Hedy Lamarr.
Mr. Hedy.
Headley.
And then the movie at the end just disintegrates into them driving around Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. It's just... Yeah, it becomes a mess. Yeah, and that was one of the first movies, too, like, where it had an ending where it kind of broke the fourth wall type
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I guess movies can do this type of stuff, you know?
How about Young Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Jeff, you love that movie.
Frankenstein?
Yeah, Frankenstein.
I love it, but I don't know it as well as...
Well, the fact that Gene wrote that one, he was...
Yeah.
Yeah, he pitched it to Mel Brooks during Blazing Saddles. He thought it...
Yeah.
Pitched it to him, and then they wrote it after that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mel thought it was stupid. He thought it was a stupid idea for, like, the first, I don't know, what, 2 or 3 years, and then somebody called up Gene Wilder and said, you got anything? Well, I've got these two new actors I signed, some studio.
Marty Feldman.
Yep. And Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
And you got anything that I could put him in?
Right.
And he's like, I've been working on the screenplay. And then he talked to Brooks again, and he was like, come fuck it, let's do it.
Well, because they all had the same agent, I heard. You know?
Yeah.
So he's like, we got to get these guys doing something.
Oh, I go.
When you go back into it, though, I didn't even realize. Did you realize that Stir Crazy was directed by Sidney Poitier?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I knew that he directed that. When they would show that on HBO, or when they first showed it on HBO, they made a big deal about the fact that he was the director.
I mean, because he's just like, he's just a serious. I would just never have guessed that he directed that.
I didn't know that.
Young Frankenstein features Terry Garr, and boy.
Knockers.
Huh?
At her sexiest.
Yes, that is her sexiest.
Terry Garr was like a big thing for you guys, right? And my husband, he's always going on about her and Mr. Mom.
It's because she was so funny, and we grew up seeing her on Letterman, and the interaction that they had was so good.
Yeah.
And
she was saucy.
Yeah.
Saucy and sassy.
Yeah.
She was just such a good 80s blonde.
And Tootsie. You know? She was so fucking good in Tootsie.
Yeah.
So...
And was she? Oh, was Close Encounters?
Oh yes, so funny.
Yeah,
she fills up that she leaves because he's losing it.
You think
this means something?
But then who was the girl that he hooked up with though? That was was visited by them as well.
I don't know. She had a red face though.
Right.
Alien lights.
Yeah, she was like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, huh?
Make mashed potatoes on me, baby.
Yeah.
This means something.
This means something.
Oh my god! But that's a great one. not too familiar with everything you always wanted to know about sex.
Those are Woody Allen,
and they're
right?
vignettes, Allen, right?
I kind of was, but I can't remember the Gene Wilder scene though.
Has
sex with the sheep.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. They don't show him having sex with the sheep, but they show him in bed smoking a cigarette, right, laying next to the sheep.
And Tony Randall plays the head of the sperm or something in the brain.
Mm. It's like that sperm's skin is the only one I can remember, right, which is fucking hysterical.
Woody Allen used to be funny back in the day.
Yeah,
then he got all serious.
Yeah. I like Midnight in Paris. I love that movie.
But not funny.
There's a lot of funny parts. Blue Jasmine, there's like awkwardly funny parts in that movie too. I don't know. But I know what you're saying. Like,
Sleeper's the one.
Yeah, Sleeper, Bananas.
Bananas.
Take the money and run.
Annie Hall's funny too.
Well, yeah. Annie Hall's phenomenal.
That's like his last probably funny movie.
That's the turn to serious.
There's God coming out of the restroom, the men's room.
Fans of Stardust Memories? You know that one?
No.
Check that one out
sometime. I like Hannah and Her Sisters, not because it's funny, but because it's dark and the characters are such awful
people. I
prefer
the Barbara Dare version. Hannah does Her Sisters.
Was there really a Barbara Dare? Barbara Dare.
Hannah does Her Sisters. And Crimes and Misdemeanors is one of the greatest movies ever, I think.
Yeah, you're right. They are good movies. Right. Bullets Over Broadway is good.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, like, not super funny.
Radio Days? Was that a radio?
Mm-hmm.
Seth Green
played him as a child.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they lived underneath the train.
Remember I told you one time that I went to camp with Seth Green?
Yeah.
And I think he was shooting that, like, right around the same time.
Because
I remember it was a thing that he was off shooting it, and then he came back to camp, and we were all like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm doing this one.
With Woody Allen, you're king. Ira, you're king.
My king? Not after a while.
Hanky Panky, I don't remember that at all.
Mm-mm.
Stir Crazy, we talked about. Silver Streak, I vaguely remember.
Him and Pryor on a train. That was the first movie they did together, was Silver Streak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Richard Pryor wrote a lot of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah, did he? I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know Silver Streak. Gene Wilder was the one who championed having Pryor put in that because he said he was the only one that could make that role not offensive.
Yeah, probably. Sounds right.
Sheriff is near.
Yeah.
What?
Do what he say. Do what he say.
He's really gonna shoot that boy.
I love him in Once Bitten. Even he was just such a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying like they're glad that he's with Gilda now, that the two can be together. But
I'm sure his wife for the last 25 years is like, I'm saying, fuck you.
Right. He's been married since 1991 to the woman who took care of him through all these illnesses and stuff, and she's left alone. She's widowed.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about it. Yeah, nobody mentions her at all.
No shit.
Well, that is too bad, but still.
I guess Gilda was the love of his life and all that, so.
Yeah. But I know, I was thinking the same thing. What's her name? Karen Wilder?
Liv.
Liv?
Liv Wilder.
Liv Wilder?
Mm-hmm.
Liv Wilder. Yeah. If they had a daughter, that would have been cool.
I don't know, but it was sad, you know, and of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, well, we could talk about that for the rest of the podcast.
We probably could.
Bad reboot.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't even.
Horrible reboot. I like the guy who played Charlie's dad in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was grandpa?
No, I like the dad. The dad was the...
You're talking the reboot?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't... As soon as I saw Johnny and those fucking teeth, I was done. I could not watch it.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's creepy to me. He's straight up creepy looking. And
Jack Albertson was the
Grandpa Joe,
and he was on Chico and the Man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was the man.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
I like Violet.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that Wilder, the only reason he agreed to do Willy Wonka was because he told the director right out, "I'll do it, but only if." And he told him that whole first scene when they first see him with the cane and how he acts like he can't walk, and then all of a sudden the cane just stands there by itself, and then he starts walking okay.
It is a somersault.
Yeah, that was he came up with all that.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he said that's the only way I'll do it. And he said, and the reason why is because from that point on, the audience will never know if I'm telling the truth or not.
Oh.
Wow.
Do you trust him or do you not? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a weird character, man. I mean, that.
Well, the whole thing's a setup to. Because Charlie was obviously handpicked to be his replacement, right?
No.
Because he knew where all the golden tickets were. He knew to send the guy he had posing as Slugworth out to every person that was going to find the golden ticket.
Right.
And then the people, like...
No, it was random. It was totally random.
Oh, okay.
I agree with
and
Jeff.
And the people get eliminated one by one until Charlie's left.
Oh, it just turned out that way.
The people who
Augustus Troop.
Now, Charlie, he didn't know Charlie was going to win the ticket.
Yeah.
Because he found a dollar in the street.
Right.
Remember?
And he put that dollar there. So
oh,
Charlie,
come on.
No, that's not true.
I feel like However, Jeff and I are the like optimists here. We want to believe in the fantasy.
How did he know who Charlie was?
How did any of this shit happen? How did he have geese that laid golden fucking eggs, Tim? It's you got to leave your disbelief at the door.
Well, I can do that. Not the continuity of the meaning behind the story.
Violet, she almost exploded.
I want the golden goose.
Drink a river of chocolate.
What was the bratty girl's name?
Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt.
It's also kind of a crappy 90s.
Chewing gum is a gross habit.
Right.
I know a worse one.
I try not to bring up my kids on the show, and I usually never do. But
it burns me.
One of those movies where I'm like, all right, at what age do I start with that? Because I want them to see that.
That boat trip scared the hell out of me.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And that's why I bring it up, because there was a lot of freaky shit that freaked me out in that movie, actually. Even the whole tone of
it. It was good for you. It was good for all of us.
I know.
Plus the fact that those children died.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, well, he said that, like, he said,
the TV kid got shrunk down.
I'll get Augustus Gloop out of the incinerator real quick here, but they never showed him again. They never showed his mom.
Yeah, those Oompa Loompas ate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the other thing about that shitty-ass reboot. You give me one Oompa, and then you just CGI him like he's a bunch of Oompas.
Fuck well, that. It wouldn't have been nice to use little people in that role.
Why
again?
Not? They're still little people. They exist.
They
need jobs.
To work.
Didn't you ever watch Pit Boss? Shorty and his whole little crew?
Well, but they could have CGI'd different...
I don't know.
They
no, I don't
CGI'd
watch Pit
CGI'd different
Boss.
Guys.
I saw a Pit Boss one time, and I thought, wow, this must be a show about a casino. And I put it on, and I was like, this is not what I wanted or expected.
There's a show about Atlanta little people, ladies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They just argue with each other.
What's it
the
called?
Time. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up.
I think they might work on that here, actually.
Little Peaches?
Little Peaches.
Baby Peaches.
Goodbye, folks.
Oh, there you see.
Goodbye, folks.
Aww. Saying goodbye to everybody. He did that.
Little Women Atlanta.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's on Lifetime.
You know where they go to lunch every day?
The Dorf House.
That's good.
I used to work near the Dorf House. The original Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Yeah, you sit down, they bring you your meal. You can also get a hamburger there.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get greens instead of fries.
The hamburgers are really good there.
I was going to say, what are we talking, like a double stack? Or is this like a big juicy hamburger?
It's like a fast food hamburger. Yeah.
Wait a second. Oh. What do the cows think of that?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I feel lied to.
They even have cows working there. I don't think they know, though.
Goodbye, folks.
What?
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 Da, 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 da. Is that in Hapeville?
Yes, it's in Hapeville.
There's two of them. There's one in Hapeville and there's one.
The original one that was in Hapeville.
I pass one all the time on Pleasant Hill on my way here.
Yeah, I've been to that one. And I've been to the other one, but I went to that one first.
It does. It looks so...
You can't get in if you can't get through the door. No, that's true. Not true.
The one in Hapeville used to be open 24 hours and we'd go there. When I worked nights, we'd go there and eat.
Are they closed on Sunday?
Yeah. No, I think they're open.
I think they are open. Yeah, they are, because they're sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, like you food on a glass plate and everything, right?
Yeah,
like a ceramic plate?
Something like that.
They used to be anyway. They might be closed now. I saw they weren't even open 24 hours anymore last time I went by there.
Bullshit. Now I've got to have this hamburger now.
It's not like
intriguing to me.
Your beef stick thing or your fancy grindhouse killer burger hamburger.
That's a good burger, man. The Apache.
Yeah.
A good ass burger.
I ate there the other night.
Oh, Grindhouse. Which one? The one across from Fat Matt's?
Yeah.
Ponce,
that's the best one.
Yeah.
The OG original.
I thought the OG.
No.
The OG original is Sweet
Nasty,
Auburn.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I thought across from Fat Matt's.
Yeah, because
you gotta walk past
all these cat entrails and shit to get over there.
That's not cat entrails.
There's some kind of nasty fishmongers that are over there.
There's all sorts
fishes
of
fishes around.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Hang on a second.
It's so nasty.
What happened?
See? He doesn't know what you're talking about.
What?
I can't. I'm telling you.
I ain't got nobody. Like, that's one of the best scenes in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I know.
They're walking down the stairs. Those heads are in the wall. They start singing.
And putting on the Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
And on the Ritz. Super duper. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole watching a bunch of outtakes from
Oh, yeah?
From Young Frankenstein, yeah.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah.
No, they got everything on YouTube.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
I know,
I'm still always surprised when there's things that I'd want to see.
There's a bunch of funny stuff.
Like?
Like when they first introduced Frau Blücher. Marty Feldman... he says, Gene Wilder says, will you help me with these bags? And he goes, yeah, you take the one and I'll take the one in the hat or whatever. He's talking about the ladies. And then she's wearing like this fox shawl thing. And he bites it and he wrangles his head back and forth. But the outtakes, every time he would bite it, he would end up with a big mouthful of fur. So then everyone would start cracking up.
I gotta watch that shit.
It's great. It is YouTube. So good.
Oh, yeah. Let me recommend this thing called YouTube.
Well, let's all say rest in peace to Gene Wilder. Jeff, before we do that, though, I mean, I'm fucking forgetting one thing here. Jeff actually met him.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear that story.
Get out.
Yeah, tell the story.
What's that thing called? The
Guevara?
Che Guevara.
Go
ahead.
Jacob Marcus Jewish. Ira, you probably know.
Oh, come
on. Because he's Jewish?
Yeah.
You know everything
it's
Jewish.
The J. Marcus Jewish Center.
It's the annual book fair.
JMCC.
Yeah, that's it.
It's in Dunwoody,
there.
Right?
Yes.
I have not been there.
It's a big place.
MJCCA.
Even though the place is calling me, I have not been.
MJCCA. They have the annual book fair.
Right, they have a book fair.
Which is this weekend.
Well, and they have, I see in the paper sometimes they have comedians come there. Sometimes. Right.
They have tennis courts.
Yeah. Jeff and I saw Evan Handler, but he wasn't there.
They moved it to a furniture store.
Place
in Buckhead,
saw Andy Kindler was there.
What was Evan
when
Handler?
When was Andy Kindler in town?
I don't know, but I remember him being there, and I was like, huh.
You follow
Evan
him.
Handler was there, like, between season 1 and 2 of California Vacation.
And Jeff was sending him stuff on MySpace that he was
using. Well, because from Studio 60 on Sunset Strip.
Oh, that's right.
He played one of the writers on there, and he quit the show because he sold a show called Peripheral Vision Man. That's why he was leaving the show, and it was a superhero. And so I sent him like some gifts and stuff that were,
and he put them on his page.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder was there 2006, and he was
signing books, right?
Yeah. Well, first they did like an hour long interview on stage with somebody from the AJC.
Hang on one second. The that book festival isn't this weekend. It's the Great Atlanta Book Festival. Sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I was just looking to see.
Yeah, I was wrong.
All right, I was wrong. You should have done the Willy Wonka. Redaction. Stop that. Rewind. Go back.
Stop that. Reverse it.
Reverse it, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so he did like an hour-long interview with somebody from the AJC, and, you know, it was like a sit-down, 60 minutes kind of style interview.
And you got to watch it?
Yeah, and there was a whole audience was there.
Pretty big crowd?
Yeah, it was a huge crowd. It was in their main room, and... it was pretty full. I don't know, probably 1,000 people, maybe.
Did you learn anything?
I don't recall learning anything specific, but it was very entertaining and funny and touching and nice. And he was all about the kids and talking about it. Because some kids opened up for him. Like, they sang a song or did some, like, an act before he came out. And he was, he was very impressed by them. And then he went in like a little room down the hall and everybody lined up and bought the books and then went through the line and he signed everybody's books.
Oh.
And you got pictures too, right?
Well, I took a picture of him signing the books, but you couldn't like pose with them.
He
wasn't doing like personalization on your autographs and stuff. But
could you talk to him and just say hello?
I mean, yeah, I'd say hello about it. I just, I said hello. I was a big fan and that was about it.
And he said, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's awesome, man.
And yeah,
I saw the
cool
pictures.
Very cool.
Did you post the pictures on Radio Labyrinth?
Oh, no, I will.
Yeah, share them over there.
He put them on Facebook.
Put them on
Facebook.
Did
you see that, Steph?
Steph, see all the shit you miss?
I don't want to see that.
Still envious of you.
Oh, go to hell.
Yeah, I kind of am envious of you. Because I wish I didn't have it, but I'm such a narcissist when it comes to... Like, I say, like, I wouldn't... Oh, it's violating my privacy. Then I post something, and I'm constantly checking it.
if I have to be, like, 100% honest, I have a Facebook, but it's only because I'm the admin for my work.
Does your husband know about the secret Facebook you have?
I do follow the dog shelter I volunteer at, and I do get caught up in looking at shit at on their Facebook.
Okay.
So I do get caught up in
Why haven't you liked your own podcast?
Because I don't want to be involved on Facebook in that way, because that's
she doesn't want people to find
that's
it.
The tunnel. That's what sucks
the
me.
The rabbit hole.
And it's not them. It's you know,
we don't want
my
Stephanie
family.
To see all that terrible stuff people
family.
Are saying about
they
her on our Radio Labyrinth Facebook page.
I swear to you, they will find me. And not only that, I myself, I waste just like gobs of time.
You don't
there.
See all the celebrity fakes guys have made and posted to the Facebook.
On the wait, didn't you do that on? But it's on Twitter too, though, right? Like
the not this. No,
some of them.
No,
is that the thing you were doing with your face and the?
No. Oh. I was making a joke about people making porn pictures with your head.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Oh God! Ew! I feel bad for them.
How come
Jeez.
People don't understand this? My internet lexicon of celebrity fakes.
Project Murphy needs to loosen up too. Like they need to start.
Nah, they're never going to do that.
Nah, they should though.
Because the last time something like that happened, they made it a Nazi and they had to cancel it.
Right. Oh.
Oh yeah, that artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
that people trained to be a
Twitter,
Nazi.
Yep.
Yeah.
They made it a Nazi. It's like, who are the worst people on earth? And it would reply, I'm sure it's the Jews. So they totally had to get rid of that Twitter ad, too. What were you going to say? Sorry. You're going to say something.
I was going to say, what's that thing that you were doing that you've
all
been
right.
posting? Okay.
I got Snapchat recently. Now, that's nothing new because everybody's doing it, but it's been around a while, and it used to be primarily, I think, for teenage girls to send their booby pictures around.
And you didn't get into it back then?
No, because I couldn't figure
it
out.
That was the only reason to have a Snapchat.
Then, but now, you know, the normies are doing it. And when the normies finally make something, that means older people.
That means it'll go away.
And I'm an old. I enjoyed it. But no, I just discovered it that I could take a picture of Donald Trump or George W. Bush or
face swap
it and, you know, do their voices. And it's kind of creepy how I did one with Bush in my, you know, stupid hat that I wear. And it actually looks like him.
Yeah.
It creeped
me
out.
Bill Clinton one you did was good, too.
Yeah.
I took the statue, the Jack Daniels statue.
That scared me.
I didn't see that.
The Jack Daniels statue down at the shop. And I don't have it anymore because
they only last 10 seconds.
Yeah, unless you download them to your phone. But I took the face of that and put it on my face. So it looked real, and I just went, Leboff, I'm coming for you.
I want to see that.
It scared me.
I wish they had like a snatch chat where you just take like pictures of people's crotches and make them into faces.
You could do that. I'll do that before. No.
Hey, you better copyright that tonight.
No,
because
but you can't.
That's fake.
If you draw some eyes or something over your balls, maybe.
No, if I took a picture of a vagina.
Yeah.
Like on the internet, I think you might be able to find one. You have to look pretty hard.
Doesn't have
they'd
to
have
be
famous.
A face,
they'd have to be famous vaginas. And then you take another person, a famous person's face.
Yeah.
And morph it on the
Fag
vagina.
Chat.
No, but you could put it on your lips, and while my mouth was moving, I'm like, hey, blah, 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 with the radio blabber.
Just put Homer Simpson's mouth over here.
You can do that too. Yeah, that.
Some mighty big drapes you got there. My word.
I hear you. When I walk through the desert, my pussy lips drag in the sand.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this.
I'm glad
mean
you
to
did.
Do this.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you.
I'm going to go grab some chewing gum. Does anybody mind?
That's what we needed.
The wind's blowing. Let's take old Bessie's pants off so she can drag the car. Never mind.
Never mind.
I was going down. I was going to go into make them into a sail.
There's a million places we could go.
But we have other things to talk about. First, I have to ask Ira one thing.
Yes.
Are these crappy headphones or are we all overmodulated?
I mean, your headphones could be up too high. I think everything sounds good to me.
As long as it sounds good to you guys.
I feel good,
I'm hearing, like, vibrations.
Ira is a professional engineer.
Try that.
I know you. No, you're fine, man. Turn it back up. It's the headphones.
And furniture
you think they're just
restoration
shit?
Guy.
Yeah, I think that they're not professional. I mean, they're not.
Hey, hey.
They're not your fancy headphones.
What I'm doing is, okay, I forgot.
Providing quality equipment
Hang
for
on.
Your.
Yeah. I forgot my headphones tonight.
Oh.
And so Ira was generous enough to let me use some.
My crappy headphones.
Yeah.
Ira sat on the couch last week during the home invasion show, and now he's sitting on the couch again.
I know.
So
yeah.
It's just,
well, I got used to
all we see is just like the from Ira's nose and eyes and top of his head.
Damn it! Come on.
Do you really need to see much more?
Did you? Speaking of last week's show, I got a lot of good feedback about that show.
Did you?
Yeah. That was fun.
It was. Yeah. It was a funny show.
Yeah, it took a lot of editing,
but it was very funny.
Wink, wink.
But it was very funny.
Yeah, it was. I had a great time.
See, now people are going to want to hear the behind the scenes, the outtakes.
Well, you know, we can put that in our Patreon.
Okay.
You know, you can get the unedited show.
Well, let's just tell them now. No, you don't.
We don't have the Patreon. I'm too lazy to set it up. I can't. Once it becomes like, why don't you shoot a video? I'm like, why don't you go fuck yourself?
I'll shoot a video.
I know, but.
Of our crotches. Under the table.
That's Jeff's
tumbleweed. I started to say, who is that?
Aha, see, misdirection. You thought I was going to be sexist.
I didn't think. No, I really didn't. No.
Misdirection.
Sexist.
It was somebody's butthole is what I figured.
What are you doing, a little jug band thing over there?
I heard stuff like to take a drink.
I'm Billy Bob in the Rock and Fire Express.
And we heard the
gloom, despair, agony on me.
Anyway.
There was a Hee-Haw infomercial on TV the other day when I was flipping through the channels.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
did you get stuck on it?
The best of Hee-Haw.
There's a good Hee-Haw documentary on YouTube.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Hee-Haw.
So did I.
I loved Roy Atkins. I loved all the country
before. Who's Roy Atkins?
Roy
Atkins.
Atkins.
But he wasn't on it. Clark.
Clark, blah. Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
And Buck Owens.
Buck Owens.
Who actually created the show.
Oh, and the Streets of Bakersfield. That's one of my favorite songs you ever in the history
me,
of time.
But you don't like me. I liked his backup singer.
Who was his backup
singer? His backup singer. Why? Oh, do I? Now I forget his name. He had the high tenor voice that you always heard in the background. You don't know me, but you don't like me. They would do the harmonies and be above him.
Oh, and he always sang with him?
Always, until he died in a motorcycle crash. But he was Buck Owens' best friend. And I'm going to look that up.
You're Buck Owens.
You're Buck Owens. Did you watch Hee-Haw, Jeff?
Yeah, I loved Hee-Haw. Just mostly because of the hot chicks.
I was going to say the cornfield chicks that popped up.
Don Rich. He was one of his great friends, and they had that developed the Bakersfield sound, which really in modern country you only get from Dwight Yoakam.
Which, yeah, and
he's not modern country.
Yeah. Early, I know he's not anymore.
I know.
Yeah, I always felt like it was a good try.
Who?
Dwight Yoakam.
You don't think he's good?
I think he's good, but he's not Buck Owens.
Well, no, right. Of course he's not Buck Owens. He doesn't say he's Buck Owens, but he's damn good, damn it.
I reckon he deserves it.
I think all the songs sound the same.
Carl, what the hell are you doing in here?
Oh, God.
I don't rightly know.
I just watched that again for the 50th
really?
Time.
I haven't seen it since it was out.
The day before yesterday. He is. He's so excellent in that movie.
I don't believe the good Lord would send a man like you to Hades.
Some people call it a Kaiser blade.
I call it a sling blade.
That whole movie's fucking great.
It's perfect. Wow. It's a perfect movie.
I really haven't seen it since. I mean, what year was that?
90 something, 6.
20 years ago?
The kid in it was in a movie with, what's this? It was Bill Murray was in it. And Tom from The Godfather.
He was in one of the Fast and Furious.
No, he's in, who?
The kid.
He was. All right.
Tokyo Drift. He was in that one.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
I just hadn't ever seen him in anything other than that.
It's hard for him because that accent is...
He still has it.
It's real, and he cannot shake it, so he's pretty much locked into doing... I don't know. I think he's a great actor, though.
I like the way you talk, too.
I like the way you talk, too, Carl.
I reckon.
They set him up on that blind date.
My feet hurt.
Whose last movie was that? That guy?
J.T. Walsh?
Yeah, J.T.
Walsh.
Oh, yeah. He was so... Oh, God.
Yeah,
so I love creepy. That last scene when he's back in the hospital, and he's telling him all that nasty shit.
I don't want you to talk to me no more.
And he, but when he drags that chair off so obnoxiously.
Yes. What a dick.
That's such he a made dick. A few more movies after that, but that was his last big movie.
All right. He was a good actor.
He was.
God, what did I watch?
Is M. Emmett Walsh still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's still kicking.
J.T. Walsh, he died. It was very untimely. Would he have some sort
he
of
had a
illness?
Heart attack, I think.
Oh. We're doing a job down at 9 miles, yeah. Not that mother scratcher.
Doing a little Good Morning Vietnam.
No, that was from Raising Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Government do take a bite, don't you? Yeah.
But J.T. Walsh wasn't Good Morning Vietnam, right?
I'm just
moved he's doing M.M.M. Walsh.
Okay, sure. M-M-M okay, Walsh. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just a few steps behind.
Dr. Jellyfinger.
Relax, Mr. Babar. It's also in Blood Simple.
Blood Simple is great.
What a great! It's such a film noir.
I know.
Not my favorite Coen, but yeah.
No. Well, it was good for, wasn't that their first or one of their first?
It was their first.
It had Nick. Nick was in that.
Huh?
Nick from Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was the husband.
Yeah.
The vengeful husband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nick. Yeah.
And Frances McDormand.
She's like a gimme.
A mainstay, yeah.
Yeah. She's in all their movies.
That's got to be
Blood Simple is cool.
She's in a lot of them.
That's a pretty, they have a pretty great marriage, obviously, for them to be able to work like that together.
Yeah.
And they work so well together because she's incredible in every single thing they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Fargo easily is one of the greatest movies ever made, without a doubt. That's a perfect movie.
May agree with you.
Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona, perfect. Right behind it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A Burn After Reading. She was great in that.
That movie's fucking funny. Mm-hmm. That is just a comedy of errors. I don't know if that's...
It's one of Clooney's funniest roles he's ever played,
one of the
too.
Few.
Yeah.
And then you guys didn't see Intolerable Cruelty, right? With the...
That is...
Say nobody... What?
It's Catherine Zeta, man.
I like her. She was good in that. She impressed me.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just thinking of Emmett Walsh and the jerk. Die, gas pump.
Random son of a bitch.
Every day,
random
son of a bitch.
Take that, you run-of-the-mill bastard.
You better be careful. The guy's trying to shoot at you. Somebody doesn't like you, Nathan.
He hates these cans.
Come back and do the further.
All I need is this chair, this thermos, this ashtray.
Steve Martin's doing stand-up again. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me.
He opened for Seinfeld.
Where?
In New York.
Oh, what a fucking show that would have been.
I know.
Yeah. I would have loved.
It was like a huge surprise.
Is it new material?
Yeah, I imagine it's new material.
I would have loved to have seen that shit with him and Martin Short if the tickets weren't for $9 million.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. The tickets were so expensive. I really wanted to go.
Do you think he's doing the old school Steve Martin, like,
arrow
anti,
through the head?
Yeah, anti-humor? Because that's really what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there were jokes, but
I'm sure there's a lot of banjo involved.
A lot of his shit was pot fueled, though. Back in the day, you know, it was a lot.
I don't know about that. His jokes were interesting in that he would like Jeff's and I used to talk about all. Let's get small.
Yeah,
and he was super intelligent, so he would weave that into their. What's that song? Be obsequious, purple and glory.
The grandmother song.
Yeah, the grandmother song. And his jokes. I'm so mad at my mom.
I'm so mad at my mother.
Why?
She's 102 years old. She calls me up the other day. She wants to borrow $10 for some food. So I loan her the money. I have one of my secretaries take it down. And she calls me up the other day. She tells me she's not going to be able to pay me back for a while. So what is this bullshit, Ma? Nah, I worked it out with her. I'm having her carry my barbells up to the attic.
I used to have the Wild and Crazy Guy memorized. I wouldn't be able to do it now. I'll just listen to it over and over and over and over. That, Richard Pryor, and Class Clown, George Carlin.
That was the first thing I ever laughed so hard I almost died.
What?
Listening to, I think it was Let's Get Small, probably.
Let's Get Small is funnier than Wild and Crazy Guy.
But hearing that on record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, you know, just listening to it and with some other kid I was listening to it with and just laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. I almost passed out.
Really?
Yeah.
That happened to me when my friend Drew Peltier played, what was it? It was the Muppet Show record. Not the Muppet Movie soundtrack, but it was the Muppet Show where Sam the Eagle is singing, Titwillow, Titwillow, Titwillow. And I thought that was the funniest thing.
I don't know why you thought that was so funny.
Because I was like,
I remember you...
Titwillow.
I don't know why when I was a kid I thought Sister Mary Elephant was the funniest thing I'd ever heard, and I've listened to it since, and
it's not very funny.
No, it's not.
It was when I was 13 though.
South Park movie 2 is one of those ones where I almost died laughing. Uncle Fucker when they
God.
I ruined it for myself because I fucking bought the soundtrack.
Before the movie.
Yeah.
I went in cold, man.
I couldn't breathe.
As people were getting up leaving, I was just laughing my ass off.
There was an older couple, or two old ladies went in there, and they got up and left.
Was it during Kyle's mom's Big Fat Bitch?
No, it was early.
During Uncle Doctor, like right at the beginning.
Yeah. But that was a funny movie. We're really off track, but who gives a shit? What time are we at?
When are we on track? We're about 45 in.
Let's take a little break and come back and talk about Night of Mr. Robot, please. Please, I have questions about what the fuck's going on. I'm lost.
Good.
Night of, not no questions, loved it. Holy shit.
But we're going to talk about it when we come back.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I need a smoke.
All right, we're not getting into it yet, though.
No.
Okay.
We're not going to talk outside about it.
All right.
No talking.
All right.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Yes, and we're back.
Hi, we're back. Yes, yes. Stephanie's got food in her mouth.
It's just
almonds.
Some almonds? Oh, those cinnamon ones?
We had
those Tim Tams are the shit.
Where are they from, England?
Yeah, it seemed like something Dan Carroll would have.
I want a Tim Tam.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is
Daddy, I want a Tim Tam.
Tim Tam. It's one of the Muppets from the Venture Brothers.
A Tim Tam is?
Tim Tam. One of the Muppets, the little people, as we say in this politically correct world. Shit, all right, the Night of. Fuck, what a great show.
So good. Yeah. I loved it.
Everybody loved it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
I loved everything about it except the last episode.
Why didn't you like the last episode?
I was kind of with him.
Why?
Well.
Explain.
It's based on an English show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people hate the fact that his lawyer skeeved out and kissed him and then smuggled the drugs into him.
With her vag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset about that, but that was from the original show. But in the original show, I'm told.
Yeah.
That
spoiler alert.
They proved that it wasn't him and it was somebody else. It was like one of the other suspects.
Right.
And they kind of proved that it was, what's his name, that guy from
the financial advisor.
Yeah, that guy's on Royal Pains. He's been on a bunch of other
stuff. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Her ex-boyfriend.
Right. Well, the financial advisor that was stealing the money for his gambling or whatever. But they kind of said it was him, and they made it look like Box was going after him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other one, they really definitively said that it was somebody else, mm-hmm. and that's why the guy got off, because they proved that it was somebody else.
Oh, so it wasn't a hung jury?
Yeah, it wasn't because of legal bullshit.
That was kind of my issue with it, too. I mean...
So good, and then he got the cat at the end.
I wasn't fully disappointed. I was just a little lackluster.
Well, maybe
that sad cat on the TV.
Yeah.
When he was watching that.
It's
like a cartoon sad cat.
I loved it when he took it back to the pound. He was like, "I don't want to discuss it." And he just went out.
But you knew he was going to go back and get that cat.
But then in England, they have a different justice system where you're guilty until proven innocent. Here, you're innocent until proven guilty. So, and part of the American justice system is hung juries and shit. Mm-hmm. And so the cop out, not really a cop out, but what the DA did was said, we don't want to file charges.
Which was really what she wanted to do anyway.
Right.
I mean, you could tell in that closing argument when she was holding that knife, mm-hmm. and she knew he didn't do it.
Right.
But, you know, she just had to get the conviction. She was like, let me just fucking push on through,
get this conviction.
She was amazing. She was amazing. Oh, when she was picking Nas apart on the stand, I mean, that was so good.
Well, I think Turturro has to get the Emmy for that show because for two reasons. He's playing Jack Stone. He's also playing James Gandolfini playing Jack Stone.
Totally.
And he's seen, because they shot scenes of it with Gandolfini, so he must have seen the footage. And I don't think he's doing an impression, and I don't think he's doing an outright, this is what it would be like. I just think it's just kind of a subtle...
An homage.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was very Turturro to me.
He was, but what I'm saying is you got to watch the way he walks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The way he walks with
his gait,
especially in the long coat that's and his head down. That's mm-hmm. a total Gandolfini thing from The Sopranos, because he's a tall guy and he's big. So I really think that was the end. But of course, Michael K. Williams, he should get an Emmy as well, supporting actor.
Yeah, he was great.
Now, what do you think? Why was his character so important to, or why was Nas so important to him? Why did he help him?
Oh, because Nas was smart, and he was like the only person he could intellectually
talk with.
Yeah, have intellectual intercourse, so to speak.
Yeah. So why did he help him get out?
See, I thought because
he knew Nas was not guilty, I think.
Yeah.
But I still think he wanted to get him, you know, hooked on the drugs and get him to be a criminal kind of outside of the jail so he could be one of his henchmen outside.
Maybe. Which very well could end up being. I mean, because he's so hard now. I mean, the way he
you
was.
You didn't see
with
him buy drugs.
Right.
Yeah, and the way he was with his mother. I mean, like, there's something. Now there's something that is dead inside of him.
Yeah.
That is not
he's never
going to
be the Nas from the first
episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But the chick though, I thought they did such which I never saw the original show. I was totally shocked that
floored.
She smuggled that dope in her crotch. That to me I had no idea that she would go to those lengths.
Yeah.
She never
and if they had video of her kissing him, why did they not have video of her pulling that out of her hoo ha?
Well, right. I mean, I don't know. I'm not
exactly.
Gonna.
It's a TV show.
But
don't think about it too much.
But did you notice and my husband did notice this? The moisture palette from when she placed the drugs there. That's how detailed HBO was
with
their details.
That.
Yes,
I didn't notice that.
It's a slight bit of moistness from where it came from.
Jesus God.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of sad it's over. But I do like the fact that they kept it at what 8 episodes.
Yeah,
and and they, you know, I was wondering why they skipped over the jury selection because they went from talking about the jury to the trial started.
Yeah.
So
things seemed a little rushed. It could have been in length of a normal show.
But I kind of like that they did that now because it got right to the ending.
You love Turturro's closing argument?
Oh, yeah. Holy fuck, that was good.
Yeah.
It was so, or his final statement. It was so good.
Yep. Good show.
Yeah, it was great. I was very sad. My boss has been watching it, and he comes up to me every week. And the other day, he goes, "It's the last one."
I
I'm
like
so depressed.
The ER doctor took the shit he got from the Chinese guy and threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Well, that goes back to what you said, that it really was all psychosomatic with him.
Yeah. And when he was trying to write his summation and he's scratching his head. Oh, God.
He's like, not now. He's like, I don't need this. What was he saying? Like, I need this.
But the scene with the detective and the financial advisor at the casino, though, that was so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Just the way that it ended, I died laughing whenever he was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm retired.
Yeah.
Forgot his hat.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with that, it just happened so quickly, though.
Yeah.
You know, where he, all right, this is the guy. It seemed, you convinced me maybe otherwise.
Yeah, because it started in the last episode is when he really started picking and digging, you know. And then when he saw her looking back in that video, he realized somebody was definitely following her. I don't know. I just felt like he.
If that guy knew that box was onto him, which he did already, I want to get the fuck out of there, you know.
He didn't have any money.
Yeah, because he gambled it all away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He's like Mickey Donovan's parole officer.
What happened?
So they're going to go, I mean, are they going to do a season 2, though? But it's going to be like True Detective, like it'll be a whole other thing, but hopefully not a piece of shit like season 2 of True Detective.
I don't know. Are they doing another season?
I haven't heard.
That's what I've been.
I'm sure that HBO would offer it to him if they wanted to do it.
Would it be him again?
No, I don't think so. I think that was the whole thing, is that they were saying it would be, you know, in the vein of the first one, but different cast, different story.
I mean, if they're going to keep with Richard Price, you know, that writer who, you know, wrote a bunch, he's got a zillion books and a zillion short stories that they could make stuff out of if they wanted to keep with him.
As long as it doesn't turn into, like, Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they got the style of
show's still on.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love John Mulaney's breakdown of Ice-T.
Who?
John Mulaney, the comedian. He does this whole bit about Ice-T on SVU, where he just is always saying, "You mean he likes to touch little girls? You mean?" And they're like, "Yes, Ice, you've been doing this for 10 years. It's always the same thing. Yes, it's always, you mean he took..." So if you've never heard that Mulaney bit, it is hilarious.
Well, find that.
It's not as funny as his Law & Order breakdown. If you have never heard his Law & Order breakdown,
but I don't watch Law & Order.
Regular Law & Order. Jerry Orbach Law & Order.
Never watched that.
Tears. If you are a Law & Order fan, please listen to the John Mulaney bit about it. It's great.
She's trying to say that she likes to rape little boys.
So you mean...
So you mean...
He and Munch were great. The character that played
Belzer.
Munch was Bells. Yeah, those characters were good. In the show now, the only original people left, I think, are Liv.
I never watched it.
And
I stopped watching when Jerry Orbach died, Law & Order died,
and never
all
watched
of its
the
children.
SVU
I don't
one?
Care anything, but now.
Yeah.
All of its children.
Mm-hmm.
The spin-offs.
all of its children.
I'm an Orbach purist.
I didn't watch any of that shit.
I got addicted to it when it started to be on USA all the time. That's how I got addicted to CSI 2, the original.
I stopped watching when that redhead DA left the show.
Oh, Diane Neal? Yeah. She was pretty good.
She was hot.
Regular Law and Order? Or?
No, SVU.
Okay.
When I say law, I never watched the other
one. I never watched any of the other ones either.
Oh, there's a whole wealth of...
I know, it goes back 20-some years, 25 God. Years.
He's got time for that shit.
Right.
Well, that's what I did, because I watched, like, all 10 seasons with, you know, like, over a period of, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
Because I never watched it either. But then once I got rolling on it, that was, it was a thing.
CSI was the same for me. William Peterson CSI.
Oh, yeah, the Peterson.
Yeah, when he
I always
left,
picture him in his hitched-up jeans in what movie? We just talked about Live and Die in
Live
L.A.
And Die, yeah.
He's also in the first Hannibal Lecter movie, Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which wasn't called Red Dragon when it came out. It was called something else.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Michael Mann directed it. He changed the name.
Huh. Manhunter.
Yeah, Manhunter. And who played Brian Cox, I think his name is, played Hannibal Lecter.
You know the actor who was in the
final season of
The guy from Cocktail?
He was in the final season of Deadwood.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. The actor guy from Deadwood.
Yeah. The actor guy!
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
What happened?
See, I don't know. Starting to lose it a little bit. No, I'm not. All right, so we all loved that show. Now I have a question. What the fuck is going on in Mr. Robot? 2 weeks ago,
it's
revealed that he's in prison.
Sure.
Right.
So
everything, all the layers peeled away, and it showed him in prison.
So the whole season?
They fucked with us.
This whole season?
No. Everything else that's going on besides him is really happening.
He got arrested when he came out of the house, right?
What house?
Of the Craig Robinson's house.
No, I don't think that's true, Jeff. I think Craig Robinson is in the prison, which they said they're going to talk about that. Ismail said they're going to talk about that probably in the next episode. You're going to find out who the hell Craig Robinson really was.
Ah, okay.
And all that. So, no, I think he's been in jail, and that's part of the mystery.
Season one.
Is it because he killed Tyrone Wellick? I don't know. I'm not sure why he's in jail. Like, they haven't really...
They show him getting out in the previews for next week.
So, yeah, they may.
So it wouldn't be for murder.
No, it wouldn't be for that.
I thought he got arrested when he came out of Craig Robinson's house after he got him arrested.
For hacking the world. He's in there for hacking everything.
Yeah, but they're looking for Tyrone for that.
Right.
They haven't mentioned Elliot's name one time.
No. They don't even know. They don't even know the other people. They just knew the DJ.
Well, they knew,
And the.
How about old girl just tasing her, killing her ass
ooh,
like that?
Ooh, yeah, I didn't.
Well, that lady killed her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Darlene's no bullshit anymore. I mean, she's a murderer now.
Mm, just a bit.
Well, and everybody else is like, oh, shit. What are we. She's fucked.
Well, I'm going to have to watch tonight's episode whenever.
Oh,
we're recording on a Wednesday, and it's on tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We're recording on Waffle Wednesday.
Or no Waffle Wednesday.
Yeah, no Waffle Wednesday.
Chagrin.
What's up, Eclipse?
I will file a complaint on your behalf.
I saw a bunch of maple syrup in the fridge, but no waffles.
Remnants. Oh,
maple syrup is so yummy.
It's so, yeah.
I like maple syrup.
You should steal that. That's like $9 a bottle.
I'm going to play for you guys something. Are we done talking about it?
I guess. I thought there was something else about Mr. Robot that we should discuss.
Well, there's lots of stuff about it. I mean.
Anyway. All right. Play your thing.
All right. So this is funny. We don't do this a lot, but sometimes I find a viral video. Did you guys see the one of the girl?
I saw it.
Yeah, the girl who comes out of the
BBC.
Dentist office looking for BBC.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, she had her wisdom teeth taken out. You know how fucked up you are.
They're trying to get her in.
I still have mine.
She's all drugged out, and they're trying to get her into the car to get her home.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, you can't. I'm choking.
Yeah.
And then they play the video.
All right.
I'm choking.
No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
Choking.
No, come on.
I'm choking on a big, fat, black dick.
No.
BBC.
No.
Big, black.
Wait.
BBC.
No.
Big, black.
This is her mom, by the way.
Yeah.
This lady's abusing me. Hey, 911!
And she's...
How old is this chick?
It's recent.
She looks like she's...
Oh, the girl?
20, 21.
Early 20s or 18, yeah.
Well, Stern must have had a field day with this.
Yeah, it's fucking great, man. And it was on World Star Hip Hop.
Of course.
And then you start watching shit like that, and then you get down the rabbit hole of all the other things, but that one is... That's the best dentist piece since...
Is this real? Yeah. But did you see those guys where they did the same thing, and they tried to convince her that there was a zombie apocalypse going on?
No, I never seen that.
There's one like that where they even went as far as they did like a radio broadcast and had it coming through the speakers. And,
that's mean. Well, well, just the fact that she's talking about big cocks and she's going blah, 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 blah. She's doing the duck.
Holy shit.
The duck noise.
I mean, you got to think, like, where did that come from in her psyche? You know?
I think the meme that got me this week was, I don't know, you guys probably did not watch the VMAs, I would imagine.
Nope. No, but I followed Twitter while it was on and saw everybody's comments. I'm like, oh, I wonder what the hell's going on.
I just saw Britney Spears grabbing that dude's cack.
Oh, God. That was just a tragedy to watch. That was horrifying.
What was the deal?
Well, and then they're going to put her on after Beyonce, who's like... She just fucking, they should have shut the show down. They should have just had Beyonce and then that was it. And that was the end of the show.
Why do they keep trying to force Britney Spears on us?
I don't
know. Nobody cares about her anymore.
Nobody.
Her audience is all in their 30s.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears is like a bad reboot, you know?
Terrible, yeah.
It's like, well, hey, you remember this? You still like her, right?
Yeah.
You know the name.
But there was a meme this week. Beyonce, whenever she came in, she brought her daughter, Blue Ivy. She's on the red carpet or whatever, and Blue Ivy's wearing an $11,000 gown. Oh, okay, God. She's a 5-year-old or whatever, an $11,000 gown. Beyonce, to me, is one of the most talented, beautiful women in the entire world. Mm-hmm. This child is so fucking ugly.
Oh, jeez.
It looks just like Jay-Z. It looks just, I mean, it's sad. It's really sad. And so the meme was they took Jay-Z's face and put it on Blue Ivy's body in that dress, and it hurts me. He looks just, it's so sad. It's sad. But it made me happy. But it made me happy, though, because that's right, bitch. You don't get everything. You get a cheating husband and an ugly kid. You can't have everything. It's not fair. There needs to be balance and order.
You know what? The ugly duckling quite often becomes the swan.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
It didn't happen with Bruce Willis's kid.
No.
She's not that bad.
Who, Rumor?
Yeah. She's got a great body, so, you know, that's all guys care about anyway.
She could use a chin.
Ever see Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley's
Alexa?
Daughter?
Yeah, Alexa.
Super
no.
hot. It's exactly like Billy Joel.
She's super hot.
No, not if she looks like Billy Joel.
She's got huge.
Doesn't matter. You're banging Billy Joel.
She looks like Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Not you want the neck down.
I think the neck up is almost as important.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be willing to forgive.
I don't know. I see a lot of stuff, and I think to myself, there's a lot of forgiveness out there.
Yeah.
For below the neck. I mean, as long as below the neck seems, I don't know. I see a lot of.
Mm.
I remember she was on Stern, and she's a singer, so she had her band in there. And it was the guitarist. It was just her and the guitarist. And Stern was making comments. He's like, so you're single? And she's like, yeah. And talking to the guitarist. Well, you know, you're a single guy. You're a good-looking guy. I mean, you guys don't get together. And she was like, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, and the guitarist was like, yeah, I'm taken.
God. I got to see what she looks like now. Billy Joel's daughter.
Just go Alexa, right?
Yeah.
The Downeaster Alexa?
Dang!
I don't think it's a Rumor Willis situation at all, but...
I don't know, I can't...
I mean, when your mom's Christy Brinkley, what are you going to do?
Well,
I mean, she's like an alien. She's closing in on her 70s, and she still looks like she's in her 40s, and she barely has had... I mean, I don't understand. She's made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, she's not bad looking.
But she does look like Billy Joel.
Exhibit A. Exhibit B.
I see that.
That's
look,
contour
she's had work
makeup.
Done here.
That's,
look.
No, that's contour makeup.
But she does have man face.
I mean, look at that. Yeah. She's got Billy Joel face.
Yeah.
Who's looking at her face?
That's what I just said.
If we had to. She looks like Billy Joel.
I hang out with her and make a stop in Nevada.
She's a little Paul Stanley.
Oh, yeah? Listen. You know, it's not cool that you guys, you're not famous, right? So you don't know what it's like to have children. And they have to grow up under the, they have to grow up in a world full of fame. And it's not fair sometimes because if you had to grow up in that, you wouldn't know how to react either. Especially if you're less talented than your father or your mother and you try to be famous and you suck at it. The world is harsh, Sean Lennon. And yeah, I know he's touring with Les Claypool from Primus, and they're doing a little thing, and they're good guitar
players.
What
about Gene's daughter, Paul?
Well, she has my tongue.
One time,
which is good.
She had my tongue as well. One time,
Gene's tongue and those. Yeah, exhibit A, exhibit B.
Look, everybody's got those. If he can afford those, you can have them.
Let's just say
they do look real, though.
There were little spacemen swimming around in between the cleavage. All my sperms are white, and they have one little star eye on them. They are. You should see them swimming around.
What about my son? You know I have a son.
You know, when
that dude's like 7 feet tall.
I had sex with him, too. I don't discriminate. Shot my laser star love right in his butthole.
Speaking of fake nudes.
Is that why Ace wrote New York Groove?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. What is that?
Who's
Gene Simmons' daughter.
What's her name?
My.
Sophie Simmons.
Yeah,
that's Gene Simmons' daughter?
Yeah.
Now, she looks like her mom. She's actually very
pretty. You should see Ace Frehley's daughter. You know what she looks like?
What?
She's very hot. You know, you can see her usually between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in
the Claremont
Oasis.
No, it's not a strip club. She's on Ponce.
Oh, yeah.
Leon Avenue. Right by the Krispy Kreme. Yeah. I'll suck your dick for 50, or I'll give you half and half for a yard.
What's a half and half?
Half and half is blowjob and sex for a yard,
at
which
this
is $100.
Ace is going to be out there.
Why? That sounds like you're getting less, but you're getting more.
One of my first, like about a month after I moved to Atlanta, I drove downtown. It was my first time ever being downtown. It was actually midtown, not downtown. So I'm driving. I went around and took, I think, 8th Street or 10th Street or something, and this lady walked up to car, knocked on the window. I rolled my window down. She goes, "You looking to party?" And I said, "No, not really." And she goes, "I'll give you half and half for a yard."
What does that mean?
I had $100? To look it up. Oh, the yard is $100, and half is head and vaginal sex, to put it in clinical terms.
What'd you say?
I said, "No, man, I don't have any money."
You didn't try and...
at least bargain with
her. Talk
her
down
bit.
To a three quarters?
Yeah, $75.
No, man, I was scared. I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Do they call it half and half because of cream?
No.
I don't understand. Why? Because it seems like
half on your thing and then half in her thing.
What's it around the world then?
That's butthole. That's when you can like, if a girl walk up to you and say you're going to get around the world, you're getting around the world. You're going to be going in, what do they call it, a mouth? And titties is Russian. When your titty fucking, that'd be called Russian.
Russian?
Russian. And when your ass fucking, that'd be called Greek.
Greek?
Yeah. Oh, that's how it's around the world. So you get French and Russian and
fucking
Greek.
Russian.
Oh, yeah. French be the one where you're eating a puss.
Okay.
Or giving a guy a fellatio. That French, right?
We call that a Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing this. Oh, it's like a pimp voice.
Yeah, it's like Cat Williams.
What's up, Stephanie? You don't like this boy?
No, I love it. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
You don't like all the dirty talk is what's bugging you.
No, it's just, you know, I like innuendo.
I like innuendo at night, too.
I like food innuendo.
When I look innuendo, I see a naked Stephanie. That's what I think, naked Stephanie. And I have an uncircumcised weenus.
Oh, no.
And I'm missing one. And I'm missing one ball.
Never again.
It's like a snake with a tumor.
Oh, God.
Help me get out of this.
I could do Bing Crosby. Nobody knows who that is.
Oh, there's no children here for you to beat.
I could beat that. You know, I call it masturbating beating my children.
Masturbating.
Because I can beat a million potential Bing Crosbys with them. Boo, 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 boo. Hi, Ira.
Hi. Did you guys watch Halt and Catch Fire?
Oh, yeah.
You did? You did. Yep. You're not watching
I haven't watched
it.
Yesterday's yet, but I watched the first two.
And you're, what about you? You're not into it?
Nah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys watch it. I'm not going to discuss it because, you know, half the room hasn't seen it.
I tried to watch...
it's good, though.
Andy Ruins Everything. Is that what it's called?
Oh, no. It's... you just threw me... Adam Ruins Everything.
Adam
Ruins
Everything.
Yeah. Did I say Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Ruins Everything.
He ruined football this weekend. It was horrible.
It was pretty rough.
He ruined 30 minutes of my time.
Well, you didn't like it.
That's funny.
I didn't laugh.
Well, you should go back and
is
watch
it at least
his
intriguing?
Old episodes. It would is you, intriguing.
Would you watch the reality show one? I think that was because the guy
Watch the political party one. You'd be into that one.
Yeah. I mean, go back. Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was that guy because I didn't like that episode either. The one dude that was like this, he was in it through the whole thing. He's not on there all the time. He was just in that episode.
I did finally rewatch The Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't watched it in a while.
It's on Netflix?
And I was drunk when I watched it the first time. Yes, it is on Netflix, and that's where I watched it. And I had some thoughts on that that I was telling Stephanie about yesterday. I mean, I love Jake the Snake. He was one of the first anti-heroes from that era of WWF, now WWE wrestling.
Yes.
And
stupid World Wildlife Foundation.
The thing, it didn't bother me that he was trying to get help, and he actually worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. You see that unfold in the movie, and you see how essential Diamond Dallas Page is to his recovery, and everyone in that realm up in Marietta or wherever the hell that is, where that compound that, you know, Diamond Dallas Page does not waste words or efforts. You know, his goal is to help his friends heal, and he's really committed to that. And, you know, his yoga and the chiropractics that go along with it and the diet and everything, they really work, and you can see that. In fact, you know, our old intern, Vinny Bucci, on the Regular Guys show did it for a while, and he got skinny.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he looked really good. I mean, but once you fall off it and go back to whatever you're doing. But the thing for those older guys is their knees and feet and ankles and all that shit are shot, so it helps them repair all that.
Yeah,
it's really interesting to watch them.
And to see it work.
The evolution of their,
right. And most doctors will just say, here, have a handful of these pills. It'll kill you even more than the disease. But anyway, my takeaway from it, though, is that he lost the addiction because he was living alone and doing coke and whatever, crack and drinking or whatever. He lost the addiction to the chemicals and the drugs, and his new addiction is getting clean. And by that, I mean, you see that throughout the movie. He reaches these plateaus where he's like, I'm never going to do it again. And then Diamond Dallas Page goes out of town, and he gets drunk, and he starts yelling at people or whatever, and then he has to apologize.
Yeah.
There's a fight. He apologizes, and I love you guys, and all this bad stuff happened to me, and now I'm sober again for 90 days, and then it happens again.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's broken that cycle, and I think that he has. And the other thing I noticed in that, and Scott Hall, who's all messed up, and he's on that phone call with him, he goes, I really want to come and do this. He shows up, and boom, you know, he just takes right to it.
Right.
And so that's the thing, you know, the friendship that those guys have and the dedication that they have really helped with Jake the Snake, because I think that eventually he broke that cycle. And
yeah,
he goes on tour now, and he does those stand-up shows, and, you know, and I bet you those are fun to go to.
You haven't heard anything else about
him? Like, no, I follow him on Twitter, and he's a happy dude, you know. And so is Scott Hall. They share a lot of cool stuff. And those are the guys I really liked back then. Now, I mean, if you were in wrestling then and you are still in wrestling now, I don't give a shit about you unless you're Shawn Michaels. So I don't follow it. I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore.
Quit years ago.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since the 80s, really.
Well, I watched it in the 2000s, but only till I couldn't get, you know, ringside seats anymore. Cause I didn't want to go and sit in the stands. I'm used to being able to throw stuff at them.
I stopped after WrestleMania 3.
No, you didn't.
No. Right.
I know you didn't, because I got WrestleMania a couple times when you lived in my, in our apartment.
I think I like going to, or I haven't been in years, but back in Detroit, I would go to the Tough Man competition.
Yeah?
That's a fun thing.
What is a Tough Man competition?
It's a boxing match, but they'll pit some 90-pound guy against a 300-and-some-pound guy.
Yeah?
And that's what makes it funny.
And
and half the time, the little puny guy is the one who wins because he's way
fast.
Exactly.
He wears the big guy
up. And as I recall, the ring girls in Detroit, they're not Vegas-worthy.
No.
So that's always fun to watch whenever
round toe! Round toe! Oh, my God, it's round toe!
Oh, Christ. So, I don't know. Shit.
So you want to do picks?
Yeah,
no,
I want to get to picks.
Let's do the picks.
Friggin' tired.
Hey, but no, we're having a good show here. We discussed many things.
Yeah, but we're not giving the audience what they want.
Yes, they do.
What do they want?
They want you, man.
They want voices nonstop, man. They want me to talk about politics, and they want Jeff to go, no, don't talk about politics.
You could do that on your other show.
I know. That's what we do. You know, the other day on the show, we just talked about pop culture.
Oh, wow.
About
70s movies.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, yeah, man.
Quit ruining our 70s.
Hey, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to hear that. You're not a radio consultant. You are not a radio consultant, and I take umbrage with that.
Show's been good over there, though, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize, but I have not listened.
The thing that sucks is it doesn't suck that I have a job and I work, you know, pretty much Tuesday through Saturday, but they're filling in for Hannity on Friday, and that's such a prime time, 3 to 5, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And since it's a long weekend, we're not going to do the Sunday show, and I think
can you take a long lunch?
Huh?
Can't you take a long lunch, go do the show, and come back?
No, I can't. You know, they're very, very lenient with me at Mary Todd. Yeah. You know, and I have Saturday off, so sure. I can go to Dragon Con. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure if I asked,
but you
I
don't
could
want
work
to.
Something
you
out.
You don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to mention. I'm not going to because, I don't want to get wrapped up in that.
You can mention to
I
them.
I have a job, and that's the thing, is I have a job, and right. I have commitments and places to be, and I can't just say, well, now I want to go do something fun.
See, you're a good
but
man,
but you can
Tim
mention
Andrews.
To them that I would like some more Mexican casserole. If you could mention to that.
Yeah, that stuff was good.
I would like
that enchilada casserole.
That shit was so good. It was
yeah.
so
can't,
good.
Can't Curtis Washington or somebody call in while you're at work?
No. And I'll tell you why that is, because that's from a different era of radio when you could call in and pretend to be another
race.
Oh,
yeah, Eric doesn't take any calls, that's right.
Well, that's true, but, you know.
He's going to be filling in for Hannity, though.
Yeah. Ooh, Hannity? Who that?
St. Louis, you're on the line.
That sounds like Larry King.
Yeah,
man.
That's Larry King.
Is he related to Larry King?
Yeah, but Hannity, you know.
Larry King.
Kind of has the similar
format. What happened
format.
To him? He was on TV all the time, and then he's gone.
He is the king.
I lost cable in 2009. But I got it back eventually.
Hey, gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You remember that one time I did that thing?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I remember that thing.
Yep.
You put your thing down.
Yep. I always put my thing down. Right on the counter, girl, bitch, take my thing.
How is what's her name, by the way?
Pipe me, bitch. That's from season one of Ray Romano. You know that Ray Romano show?
You remember the one with
Romarino, Ray Romarino?
Where John Voight plays his dad?
Yeah, that one, Ray Romarino. What did you ask me, Ivor?
I said your wife.
What about William's name?
Wanda. No.
Wanda Curtis. She's
Wanda, yeah.
Just a friend of mine that I met one time at a rally.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought I was doing her voice. Well, let me tell you, that was not me doing her voice. I was busy. She helped me. See, we was volunteers for Cynthia McKinney back in her election campaign when she was running as a communist in one of them dodo parties that nobody care about.
She's a genius.
She's not stupid. She's not stupid at all, man.
Well, they're naming roads after her.
They naming roids after her?
Yeah,
What roid?
Roads.
That kind of hemorrhoid?
Cynthia right. McKinney Parkway.
All right, yeah. We got to do some staff picks, but...
Whatever happened to Combs? Hannity and Combs?
He's buried behind. He's buried
yeah.
in fun.
He was so creepy
Alan
looking.
Combs. I pranked him once when he did a show. He used to do a radio show in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
And I was old. I was living in Pennsylvania, so it's 94, I think, or 93. I got through to a show. He had Patty Reagan on, Reagan's daughter, who was in Playboy. Nice. And I got through to ask a question, and I said, how soon do you think it'll be before Chelsea Clinton does a spread for Playboy? And granted, she had only been in the White House a year.
Oh, yeah. My God. She was 12
and
or
he
13.
Hung up. He's like, oh, we're not going there. Oh,
still waiting, by the way.
For what?
For that Chelsea Clinton spread.
You're the only one.
You're the only one, yeah. No thanks. No thanks. I don't want to see Webb Hubble.
Hey, she's a babe. She's a babe in waiting.
No, she's not. What do you mean a babe? Oh.
She looks like her.
Excellent.
Huh?
That's from Wayne's World.
Oh. Excellent. I like the scene in Beavis and Butthead Do America. Hi, you wear braces. I wear braces too. She throws them out the window.
Yeah.
Anyone want to see my unit? Why am I feeling deja vu?
I feel like we talked about
staff picks. Anybody got some staff picks?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. How about that?
Do it.
Okay. Like my staff pick is all. It's why are you leaning back, Ira? Did you just do a line of coke?
Yeah, I had to sniff. I could have done that.
And what
I
kind of
back.
Drugs was Nas doing there on night?
We
was that
were discussing that.
It was heroin.
Was it heroin?
Definitely.
It wasn't crack?
The first drugs, no, it wasn't crack.
Because it wasn't yellow. It'd be like yellowish, rocky
no,
looking.
It was heroin. And then the pills were oxys or something.
Gotcha.
But I think Michael K. Williams' character said it was heroin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So two things this week. What I'm looking forward to at Dragon Con, first thing is easy, is Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica and Arliss. Oh, wait, what's that show called? Longmire.
Arliss.
Arliss. She was probably like 6 years old when Arliss was on.
and Scott Adsit.
Oh.
And, of course, Judge Reinhold. So I want to meet all three of them, and I want to get at least an autograph of one or two if I can afford it. My pick to watch is a movie called Spin. It is a 1995 documentary by Brian Springer. It is composed of raw satellite feeds featuring pre-appearances and off in not live stuff. Yeah. You want to see how Larry King and CNN created that election? All the feeds are great. Larry King's ass kissing is superb. He's saying to Perot, you know you ought to put me on the debate committee. And he's saying to President Clinton, you know what you ought to do. You ought to put And then President Bush is there, the first one, and he's sick. And he goes, I'm feeling like I got a cold. I don't know. I've had a fever. And Larry goes, you know, my brother works for an Israeli drug company. They're coming out with a new thing. It's better than Halcyon. And Bush is like, didn't they ban that? But it's all this weird shit. Like, if you're into politics and infotainment, this guy, Brian Springer, spent an entire year recording the satellite feeds. And you can't do this anymore. But it used to be you'd latch on to CNN satellite and you could record everything that wasn't being used during the live broadcast. So,
oh.
He did that. And also during the L.A. riots when you can see the media people making fun of the rioters. And,
oh.
Yeah. Wow. And just being basically, you know, racist spurges. So.
Wow.
You can look. You find it on YouTube. It is called, what is it called again? Spin.
Spin.
And then the movie before it, which he also worked on, Gathering, is called Feed, which is another movie about that election.
Huh.
So, I would love to see all that shit now, but, you know, they're not going to let anybody in to record Hillary in her colostomy bag. Just kidding.
Don't say that. You'll get fired. Dr. Drew got fired for saying...
Huh?
Dr. Drew got fired for saying that Hillary...
Well, I was making a joke. She obviously doesn't have a colostomy bag.
Yeah, what did Dr. Drew say, though?
She does.
I heard this.
He made assumptions based on the medicines and her physical appearance. That's... But his show was canceled anyway.
She does have a colostomy bag. His name is Bill.
Yes.
I'll take it. Go ahead. Dump it in my mouth.
So that's mine. Go ahead. Whoever's next.
Well, I have a special call-in staff pick from my mother who I talked to today.
Oh, nice.
Are you familiar with the show Better Late Than Never?
No.
It's on NBC.
Henry Winkler.
Exactly. So she said... She's like, I'm into it. She goes, I don't know.
Oh, that reality show.
It's a reality show where they go.
Are they samurais?
No, it's
no,
it's Terry
Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler. William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Yeah,
George Foreman.
They were
George
doing Foreman, samurai they got Jeff training there, last night.
Hang on. Who else?
Jeff Dye, comedian.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess they just travel around and do wacky stuff and they're funny.
Yeah, well, they're just all old and
right.
That's the...
Well, my mother's into the show. She's like, watch this one. Check it out.
I think any reality show with Henry Winkler is going to be interesting now because that dude is just like the sweetest,
I just
nicest
love looking at
dude
him.
On the planet.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so I guess they went to China the first one. Was that where they were? Or were they?
I think it was Japan because they were...
Okay. She said that the only guy that any of them recognized out there was George Foreman for some reason.
I was wondering because I was flipping the channels. Why the hell are they in kimonos with samurai swords? Terry Bradshaw and Henry Winkler. This is such a mishmash. Like, what a motley crew this is.
So I apologize, Tim. I did not follow the rules. I don't have anything prepared for what I'm looking forward to at DragonCon. But I'll give you two.
You're looking forward to your mother's asshole.
Two quick podcasts. First of all, this is just fresh air replayed Gene Wilder interview from 2005 or 6 or something like that yesterday. And that was good. I never heard that one before. It's great, obviously. And then Mel Brooks.
Yeah, the Nerdist.
Was on the Nerdist. And wow, that was great. Did you listen to it?
No, I saw that he was on there, though. I downloaded it.
Listen to that. It was phenomenal.
He's fantastic.
He's great.
He was on Bill Maher. He was great on
Really?
Bill Maher. Oh, yeah. He's so sharp.
Just great stories. Hilarious stories about Mel. Good stories about his mother, too. Yeah, that was fascinating. And he's like us. He's just into all the cool stuff. He wrote World War Z.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
the real book, not the
the book,
movie.
Right?
That's
well, and
not,
they talked about
to do with it.
They talked about when he went to see the movie for the first time, and
oh, really? Did he like it?
What they were thinking? No, I guess it's very different from the book.
The South Park parody of it's great.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Oh, that is great.
And I'll be quick. I have a band recommendation. I saw these guys years ago. They're local. They're called Stone Rider. You guys ever heard of these guys?
Mm-mm.
They're
that
local.
Sounds familiar.
I saw them years ago, and they were pretty just kind of heavy rock band.
Are they stone, man?
And I went to the Grant Park Summer Shade Festival over the weekend.
Yeah.
And they play, and I wanted to see them. I specifically went that time to go check them out. And man, they are just doing good classic psychedelic rock, kind of like Floyd and the Doors and Iron Butterfly and heavy organ sound. Their newest album that just came out is called Hologram. Just go buy it right now, or at least just go listen to it on iTunes. And it's fucking incredible, man.
Okay. Awesome. Stone Rider.
Really Stone Rider. Yeah, the new album is called Hologram.
Stone Rider's in the sky.
But it's not jam bandy or anything. It's just, it really has that feel of that 60s psychedelic.
Aren't they the people that made
rock.
Steve Guttenberg a star?
No, no, let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
Those are the Stone Cutters.
Jeff?
My pick is You're the Worst. Mm-hmm. Season 3 starts tonight, actually, while we're recording.
What is that show?
It's a show on FX about like a dysfunctional relationship, and the guy and the girl and their friends and acquaintances and whatnot.
It's a great show.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
I've heard.
Last year was, wouldn't you say, Jeff, last year was the most realistic depiction of somebody going through mental illness.
Well, depression, anyway.
Depression. Yeah. Her depression. It was so, oh, my God. Like, and for this show to be a comedy, I would say it's more of a dramedy or whatever, but.
Who's in it?
It's
Aya Cash.
Yeah. She plays the.
Yeah, she's a hot redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then the British dude, what's his name?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is. Chris something, maybe. All
right.
Yeah, it's a great show, definitely. I'm looking
but
forward
he's like
to
a pompous British dude who thinks he's superior to everybody. And
aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course.
Maybe.
I'll tell you why, boy, Jeff.
The characters are hilarious and likable, even though they're horrible.
Yeah,
horrible
they're horrible people. Yeah, it's almost like a Seinfeld-ish brew of folks.
Why do people eat fish with chips? Was there a law that you're supposed to eat fish with chips?
The improv episode. Yeah. When he makes fun of improv, the shit that he says about improv is... Anyway.
My friend Nigel lives across the hallway, does crazy things.
And I was looking forward to seeing Karen Gillan at Dragon Con, but she's canceled.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because of the Jumanji reboot.
Oh, really?
That movie sucked anyway.
Jumanji with The Rock.
Oh, no. I thought it was like J-E-W Manji.
Can't say that guy doesn't
Jumanji.
Work.
No, it's not. It's a game. You start playing the game and Jackie Mason comes out of the middle of the board and lectures you.
So I guess I'm just looking forward to meeting Judge Reinhold and looking around at all the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Narco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just went ahead and said my pick for me, so.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just reminded you.
I thought you were playing Narcos Polo over there.
Narco
Polo.
Sorry, Stephanie. No. Stephanie, what is your pick?
It's big surprise. It's Narcos Season 2. Which
I didn't hear anything about this.
Dropping on Netflix this coming Friday.
Wow.
Yes.
I kind of want to get into this Narcos now. Oh.
You didn't watch first season?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I so watched... Good. One of Steph's earlier staff picks, this show called With the Hollywood Reporter? What's that show
called?
Yeah,
Close Up with the Hollywood Reporter.
Close Up with the Hollywood Reporter. And it had, what's his name from Narcos on
Bogner.
There?
Bogner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on Kimmel last week. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
And he's all svelte now. Wagner Moore, he's the one who plays Pablo Escobar. Yeah.
Season 1 is fantastic.
It really is. It's and you know how puffy he is. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then so Kimmel's like, oh, well, so what do? You lose the weight, and then you're going to go film again. He says, spoiler alert, my character dies, so this is it for me. So everybody that watches this season, in the end, Pablo is going to die, as he did in real life, but right. What they're going to get into is, you know, it's always been a mystery. Did he kill himself? Or was he taken out by an enemy? So they're gonna come up with their own little theory as to that. But this season, I mean, you know, last year Paulo was big baller. He was running shit. Even when he had his own prison, I mean, it was just insane how pimp he was. But he's on the run now, and now everybody's after his ass. So the DEA, two of the cartels that he's burned, and the Colombian government are all on him. They're working together. Yeah. So that's how bad they want his ass. Huh. And so last year he was
the hero.
This year he is totally being hunted. But, and if you recall.
Totally goat, man.
How brutal he was.
Yeah.
You know, they say that he goes to new heights for sure on this one. He's the colder than he's ever been. So.
Say hello to my little friend.
But if you haven't watched Narcos, go back. You'll burn through season one.
Season one is really good.
It takes no time.
It's great.
And it's like, they don't dumb it down. Mm-mm. Everything's right. subtitles. If you can't read, then go fucking exactly. kill yourself.
Oh,
I mean,
subtitles?
Seriously.
I give up then.
Oh, God, lazy. Jeff.
Lazy.
I was pissed off about the 5 minutes of subtitles on Fear the Walking Dead this week. Even though that show sucks. But I think it's because that show sucks so bad. And then, like, you got to work on top of it by reading.
That is upsetting.
This show sucks so much, I'm not going to fucking read.
But if you watch Narcos, you'll get to see Oberyn. He plays a very big role on there.
Yeah. Who?
Oberyn from Game of Thrones. He's a DEA agent on Narcos. Remember Oberyn, the one who got his head crushed? The one who...
You know me, I can't remember.
Anyway,
shit.
Oberyn. Right. Anyway, he plays Pedro Pascal, and Boyd Holbrook, who is super hot, plays Steve Murphy. But anyway.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Super but that's my pick, Narcos season 2 this
Friday. You know
what's weird,
though, with Narcos, is it was such a big show. Everybody was talking about it the first season when it was on. I feel like everybody was going nuts about it.
With good reason.
Why have I not heard shit about...
I think it's just because there's so much popping off now. I think when Narcos season 1 came out... It was one of the first like Netflix original series.
Right.
It was when they were just getting going. Now they're...
You would think it's such a big show, they'd be blasted in
Narcos.
I don't know.
Narcos.
I've been
rated,
hearing about it.
There's no rating.
It's on
Netflix.
I don't know.
But you can get the DVDs now.
Are there boobs?
There's no boobs in it. But they're little like... They're little Latina boobs.
I think Conchita Alonso's.
Maria Conchita Alonso. You can see her boobs aplenty in the 80s. Why do I have these voices now? Stop
it. No, it's because when you click on... They give you the option in Redbox for Spanish. They do.
Oh, hello. That's right, Maria Conchita Alonso. You can see her boobs in two different movies. One of them is Colors when she's banging champagne, whose name is Pac-Man. Then the other movie is Moscow and the Ocean because... She's hooking up with Robin Williams and banging the shit out of him. Pac-Man!
Instead of putting a pencil in there, you put a churro.
Give me the churro.
Rojo Kaja.
You want a churro?
What is it?
Rojo Kaja. Red box.
Rojo Kaja.
Rojo Kaja.
What's troll in Spanish?
Chinga tu madre. Chupacabra.
Cheech.
Cheech.
Cheech?
I don't know.
Cheech. Rojo box. Chupacabra!
Rojo box.
You know, when I was bitching at you last week about you not giving my movie, that's what happened when I went to go collect it. It started saying, do you want this in Spanish? And I said, no. And it just kept showing everything in Spanish and telling me shit.
Chinga tu madre, puta. Yes, yes, yes. Maria Chiquita Alonso. Pac-Man.
That's when she gets mad at him and goes, whatever, Pac-Man.
It's almost like Rosie Perez. Foods that start with the letter Q.
Mookie.
That sounded a little like Ray Donovan's wife.
Ray, what the fuck's wrong with you, Ray?
I want to cut my tits off, Ray.
Ray, what the fuck is wrong with you, Ray? It's your son's fucking birthday, Ray. I'll go get the fucking cake. Why the fuck are you going to Boston, Ray? Fuck you, Ray. Bungie's fucking into S&M now, huh? That's how far Tim is. Fuck you, Ray.
Not anymore.
Well, anyway, I'm not into kids. All right. All right. So, Steph, you have the Dragon Con.
My Dragon Con thing is that I've never been to Dragon Con, so I'm actually looking forward to everything.
Woo-hoo.
I can't wait.
Every freaking thing.
You're going to be totally overwhelmed.
I can't wait. I'm going to, you know, Jeff's going to be like my, you know, my guide through this whole thing, basically. We're going to be like Bran and Hodor. He's just going to carry me around.
I hope you enjoy sitting in the Marriott Marquis smoking section most of the day, just looking at people.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
All right, so we're all going to gather up at Dragon Con this weekend. We will be back next week with a full recap, hopefully some audio. We're going to have fun. We're going to see what happens. And
we're going to talk to Chris Gore, too.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
And talk to some cosplayer people out there, too. In 2 weeks, I want to come back with a fall TV preview. So if you guys are down with that.
I'll be ready for that.
We'll be ready for that.
I haven't watched The Strain yet. I don't know if you have.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Is it good?
We'll talk about it after you get caught up.
Okay.
Next week.
He's not in it very much. Yeah, well, 2 weeks. Whatever. We'll get to it.
He's just reading that damn book the whole time.
The Lumen. I'm in the Lumen phone.
Give me the Lumen phone, Mrs. Goldsmith.
Yeah, you bitch.
I want to do the Super 70s show. In October, we're going to do October Surprises, favorite scary films and upcoming current 2016 Halloween films. They're already starting to come out now, but we're going to try to get John Mark in. He said he might come in.
Oh, yeah? What, for Halloween?
For the, because he's like the super expert on those scary movies.
Oh, cool.
Like a real Fangoria type of
that
show.
That would be fantastic.
And I love
him. He ain't coming in here.
Huh?
See, I'm using, you know, reverse psychology on.
He'll come in.
I'll be so excited. Yeah, oh, my God.
So, hey, listen, if you're in need of a haircut, please go online to marytoddhairco.com. That is where I work. And you can book an appointment online or give us a call. You're going to have to go to the website to find the number. I don't have a card with me today. So do that and book an appointment. Come down, see the statue. And maybe I'll wash your hair for you if you're not too uncomfortable with that. Listen to me every Sunday from 12 to 3 on the Von Hessler Doctrine with Eric Von Hessler, Autumn Pritz, Greg.
English Nick,
Greg, Russ, and Jared Yamamoto. And we do a couple podcasts a week. I'm not on all of them, but you should listen to every single one of them, even if I'm not, because it's a good show, man. And sometimes Paul Stanley's there. And I do my Donald Trump on that show. I don't do it here because it hurts
my voice.
But you
have no Gene on that show. There's no Gene.
Gene, the dancing machine. So that's it for me this week. You guys got anything you want to plug?
I'm playing Old Vining's Inn Saturday night. So when you're done with all your Dragon Con.
I've heard that place is great.
It's great.
I've driven past it 1,000 times. But
well,
I've never
come
been.
On in this Saturday.
The food's really good there, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, pricey.
Yeah, it's like fancy.
No, but no, actually, we're
fancy cuisine.
We play upstairs. It's called the Attic Bar, and they have a separate menu upstairs that's just burgers
bar
wings
food.
And shit. And, you know, it's good.
Right on.
But it's always a party over there, man. It gets packed and. It's a good time. So Saturday night, I'm at Old Vining's Inn, the Vipers. Come on out, see me, hang out. All right?
Cool. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm at New Vining's Inn on Saturday with my Reds band.
New Vining's Tavern.
Yeah.
Nah, I got nothing. I'll be at Dragon Con all weekend.
With the Asps.
Yeah, that's the name of my band, the Asps.
Stephanie?
I won't be there this weekend because I'll be at Dragon Con, but every weekend pretty much.
Happy birthday early.
Yeah.
All right.
Shut up.
Is that the vag again?
Hate it. Anyway. I hate it.
50 years old.
Might as well be. Anyway. I'm not there this weekend, but pretty much every weekend I'm usually at Fur Kids dog shelter. That's my thing. It's my passion. Yeah. I love dogs.
What do you like, sing to the dogs and stuff?
I actually write a lot of their biographies, and I take them out and make videos of them and stuff like that and try to help them get. And I take them out for ice cream to Brewster's and
really?
Just try to make their lives happy. That's like my joy. Wow.
They don't have
so
any cats
so,
at that place, right? Just dogs?
We have a whole other cat shelter over in Doraville that has like 600 cats. They just roam around free. None of them are in cages. It's the largest cage-free cat shelter in the country, I believe. I don't know. But
and those don't cause eczema.
I don't know. They might.
Johnson's Arrow been
I'm
there
really
to pick
not
up a cat
sure.
a couple times.
But the dog shelter is in Alpharetta off Union Hill Road. The only reason why I'm plugging, I'm just saying, if you are looking for a dog, please, or a cat, please go to furkids.org, and we would be glad to help you out with that. Or if you want to volunteer, or if you want to donate money.
I want you to plug them every week.
I would love to. I would love to do a dog of the week.
Okay. Do they have any kind of dog you're looking for?
They have any... Pretty much, you know, if it's, we have a lot of mutts, you know, that's what we do is we save dogs from high kill shelters on their last day, usually. And
they got any blind ones?
We have blind ones.
I could use a blind one.
We have a lot of great dogs.
They have any with don't have a lot of strength.
Tim runs the Michael Vick dog fitting right now that Michael Vick had to drop out.
I'm asking for a friend.
How many of them have real sharp teeth?
Yeah. Any of them like to lick things?
I really feel like we have.
Are you going on the peanut butter early before we pick them up?
You cannot molest the dogs. Aww. It's not anything that we promote.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to put the peanut butter in your hand or something, you can go.
Can I let them watch me?
That what you do, if they want to watch.
That must
I
be
mean, a it's
thing.
A free country. I mean, if they're into it.
Look at me.
What?
Tim's rubbing peanut butter on his nipples right now.
I think they get uncomfortable if you look them dead in the eye while you're jerking off with peanut butter.
I know.
Butter.
I had a Doberman
that's
once.
Much.
That's why I only have one ball.
All right. That really weird. I don't...
Goodbye, folks.
Rest in peace, Gene.
Yes, rest in peace, Gene Wilder. No, don't fuck your pets, but do donate to your favorite fur charity.
No
fur
matter any animal charity, but yeah, furkids.org is where I'm okay. I like to be.
All right, everybody. This has been episode 38. We'll see you next week for episode 39. Until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Goodbye, folks.
Two Faces Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.